What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
As Hyder would say, the Bobster and the Vin Man.
I like our guys.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Victory Monday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Ravens going to Buffalo Sunday, 6:30 as favorites against the second-seeded Bills. Terps tonight taking on the Minnesota Gophers, 6:30 tip. Men, you can hear that game, 105.7 The Fan. Preview that with the Wizard, Walt Williams, coming up at 1:30. Maryland coming off that big win against UCLA. Can they stack? It's all about stacking them wins this time of the season. We're about 5 weeks away from spring training. College football championship game coming up a week from tonight. Ohio State, 8-point favorites against Notre Dame. But let's talk about the Ravens advancing and looking against Buffalo. Now, the rematch here, there's a few of these rematches, by the way, in the divisional round from the Baltimore Banner. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Welcome back to the show, Kyle Goon. Kyle, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Hope you had a great weekend.
Yeah, it was definitely kind of nice not only to kind of see the Ravens win in advance and get past the Steelers, but, hey, you had Sunday, chill, watch football. It's kind of a different life for the media members. It feels like a bonus day.
Well, now you get ready for this anticipated matchup with Lamar versus Josh Allen, even though they don't play each other one-on-one, but we all get the drill here. But looking back real quick against Pittsburgh, the philosophy coming out of the gate, Ravens just ran the ball down their throats. They're up 21-0. Took the will away, it seemed, from the Steelers. Kirk Herbstreit on the Amazon Prime telecast even said so much. Second half, those Steelers got in a little bit, but was there any point in that game Saturday night where you felt as though the outcome could be in doubt here?
I don't think so. I mean, obviously, it was getting a little funky for the end when the Ravens gave the ball back at midfield and Russ was driving. And before he, threw that end zone nearly interception, it kind of felt like, hey, maybe this gets a little uncomfortable. But it didn't. And, I think it just kind of reflected two things. One, the Steelers are not in a good place and we're not, a real threat to win at a high level in these playoffs. And two, I think the Ravens have a really good grasp of their formula. As you said, run the ball down their throat. Have Lamar make a couple plays, which he did, even without his best wide receiver, and kind of play from ahead.
Now, Kyle, what are you expecting with Flowers? Yes or no, or probably we don't know yet.
Yeah, we're gonna hear from John later today, and I'll be keen to hear that. I would expect that if there's any chance they can get on the field, he's the kind of guy who would. These knee sprains are tough, and the way that Zay plays, just with so many cuts, so elusive, trying to manipulate his body every which way in directions that we don't usually see from anybody, except when you're playing, capture the flag or something. He needs that knee. He needs that knee to be right. So if the Ravens feel like they can get past the Bills without him, I would think they would try and then aim for that AFC Championship week.
Kyle, did anybody get a chance after the game to talk to either Kyle Hamilton or Stevens, or did Harbs mention about, the miscommunication? Because it looked like Hamilton was pissed on that touchdown pass. Like, it looked like Stevens screwed up, which would not be shocking.
Yeah, they did not reveal the ins and outs as far as I saw, but it kind of looked like, if you think about early this season, if you think about the Chiefs game, if you think about the Cowboys game, if you think about just miscommunications that were happening in deep coverage on explosive plays. And that's not good. And we haven't really seen that since the Ravens mixed up their safeties and put Kyle Hamilton back deep. And Ardarius Washington obviously has made a great impact at safety. It does expose some things for the Ravens. I mean, I think it's a good thing for the Ravens to kind of see, hey, if we are getting challenged deep, we still have this problem. We got to work on our communication. We got to work on our coverage patterns. And John Harbaugh said our coverage wasn't quite right, and they exploited it. So it's good to see that in a game that wasn't that competitive ahead of a game that could be very competitive this Sunday.
Kyle, what'd you think of the O-line?
I think you better ask the Pittsburgh Steelers what they thought of the O-line. They were getting turned around every which way. I mean, you have guys online that share their film clips, and you can kind of see huge holes opening up. I wrote in advance of this game, if you had to look at the weakest links of the Ravens, who would they be? You'd probably be looking at Daniel Falele. But he had a really good game, I think. And a lot of those guys, especially in the run game, had a very good game. Obviously, Roger Rosengarten holding up against T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt did not have a stat. And how many times can you say that about a guy who's, an every year Defensive Player of the Year candidate? I think they acquitted themselves very well. So when you come up against a Bills front that I don't think is going to be quite as tough as the Pittsburgh front,
no,
you got to be feeling good about that first level for sure this week.
I tell you, a guy who's playing good and finally got a little, satisfaction, Matt Ibike. I think he's been playing real well. And I think against the Buffalo left guard, I think he's got a chance to really have another big game.
Yeah, and how big was that, the end of the third quarter sack that stopped a lot of Pittsburgh's momentum? They had two touchdown drives before that, and Nnamdi is able to kind of wrap up Russell Wilson to end that quarter and really stop the bleeding for the rest of the game. So that was huge. I think he's a little more effective now that Travis Jones is healthy. Mm-hmm. I think when he was getting double-teamed, he was getting frustrated, and he wasn't as effective as he was last year. But now that the Ravens line is a little healthier, it seems like everything is slotting a little more into place.
Kyle Goon, Baltimore Banner, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7, the Fan. Ravens going to Buffalo. Yeah, shuffling off to Buffalo, Kyle. Get ready for that one over the next 5 days. As favorites in this game, you have Josh Allen, you have Lamar Jackson. First of all, who was your pick for most valuable player? Because the voting has already been done. This is all about the next level, the postseason. It's wild card Allen. He hasn't been to the NFC Championship game or AFC Championship game since they beat the Ravens back in 2020. Of course, the Ravens went last year. In regards to legacies and all of that fun stuff that we talk about way back, way ahead when we're smoking pipes like a Ward Cleaver and that our grandkids on the lap there, who's this bigger for this win? Now, of course, you got to get through Patrick Mahomes if you're both. But Saturday, whose legacy is affected more by a win? Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson?
I might be a little homer here, but I think it's Lamar. And I think that's partly because, Josh Allen's stats, even though his record isn't that much better than Lamar's playoff-wise, Josh Allen's stats look better. Lamar has had more turnovers than he has in the regular season in the playoffs. Just some trends that have not looked good for Lamar. So I think beating, one of his peers, one of his 2018 peers, really does a lot for Lamar's career, his legacy, kind of ends a little bit of the debate over, okay, who's really better? Because I didn't have an MVP vote, an official one, but I would have voted for Lamar. I think it's pretty clear just when you look at the stats and when you just look at the week-to-week sort of amazing factor, he does things that no one else in the NFL does. And I think that playoff piece is really the last piece that's missing for him. Not that, it doesn't matter for Josh Allen, but I think for whatever reason, he seems to have more playoff bona fides than Lamar. But I really think this last performance shows Lamar Jackson is growing in his playoff approach. He looked way more ready in that first half than we've seen in pretty much every playoff game he's played in. And I think if he can replicate that approach, that changes a lot of perception about him.
Next time we talk to you, Kyle, are we talking about the championship game or who's got the bigger hefty bag cleaning out the locker next week?
I mean, I don't think it'll be 35-10 like it was way back in week 4 or 5. I don't think that, but I just don't see how the Bills defense could have evolved so much that they're ready for Derrick Henry in the run game, that they're ready for the zone read looks that Lamar did against the Steelers. I don't see it. I don't see how they match up in that facet. And I would expect the Ravens to have a big run again against them again and win this game.
Well, you do sound like quite the homer there, Kyle Goon from the Baltimore Banner. Kyle, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy Harbaugh this week, or today, as a matter of fact. And we'll talk to you next week, hopefully about some positive stuff.
Yeah, we'll see if I'm a homer. We'll see if they win or not.
There you go. Just like a typical fan, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7. The Fan will come back. It's the whip around what happened in the world of sports over the weekend. A lot. And historically, some cool Ravens stuff and some cool Orioles stuff took place on this day, January 13th. Vinny's Keys, we'll look at those at 11:30. I'm guessing if you win by 14, cover that 9.5-point spread, you hit most of those. And we'll take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Ravens going to Buffalo as favorite.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm with that.
Vinny and Haney's Whip. Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County. 105.7 The Fan.
5880-105.7 The Fan. Time for the whip around here on this Victory Monday. Ravens go to Buffalo after blowing out the Steelers 28-14. Apparently that result wasn't good enough for a lot of people there. Terps beat UCLA. Handily pulled away late. They got Minnesota tonight, so if they lose to Minnesota, the UCLA win means nothing. Means nothing. 5 weeks from spring training, college football playoffs are set. So we got player championship, that is, Notre Dame, Ohio State. Plenty to get into, but let's talk about some of those things that did happen over said weekend. We'll start with it. Notre Dame 27-24 over Penn State, which we talked about Friday. But Ohio State, Texas, and the Cotton Bowl 28-14. Ohio State always seemed like they were better and they should have been winning more. And then Texas ties it at the end of the half. And then all of a sudden, I told you off the air, I went to take a whiz. Came back, and Ohio State's kicking an extra point. I was like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
And then the play calling on Texas's last drive when they were down by seven. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, Sarkisian, that was embarrassing. You got first and goal at the one, and you end up back on, what, the seven?
They were going the wrong way, as they said.
Yeah. That was totally embarrassing. Now, for the Monday night game, Bob, Notre Dame's left tackle Knapp is out, and I think it's the right guard is out. So they're going to miss two of their offensive linemen.
Yeah, spread's 8 today, according to ESPN Bet. I'm sure it's going to change over the next 7 days because the championship game is a week from tonight in Atlanta. Notre Dame hasn't won, Vinny, as you know, since 1988. Ohio State won during the Zeke Elliott, Cordarrelle Jones era with Urban Meyer. But, you know, for Marcus Free, or Ryan Day, rather, you know, this would be kind of the big old shut the hell up if they could manage to pull that off against Marcus Freeman there.
Yeah, this would be big for Ohio State. I mean, talent-wise, Ohio State's better. And Howard's playing well, the quarterback.
Yep.
So it's going to be a tough game for the Irish.
College basketball in the Big Ten men last night. Number 15, Oregon beat Penn State 82-81. I actually had Nolan the two TVs rolling. We had Green Bay and Philly on. Boy, what a rough game that was, which we'll talk about. But Penn State should have won. Ace Baldwin. Baltimore didn't play last night for Mike Rhodes in the Nittany Lions. But Oregon Ducks, they overcome a late deficit and hold off the Nittany Lions by one. Michigan State playing really well right now. They beat Northwestern 78-68. Purdue, number 20. Michigan State, ranked 16. Purdue, number 20. They got medieval on the mare in Nebraska, 104-68. And number 24, Michigan, beat Washington 91-75. The Wolverines have those 2 7-footers. They're going to be an issue in the Big Ten this season. NBA, Oklahoma City blows out the Wizards last night down in D.C., 136-95. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at 27. For the Thunder, Aaron Wiggins, Maryland, 23 points, 9 boards, 4 assists. Bob Carrington for the Wizards, Baltimore's own. Aaron Wiggins, Maryland, of course. Bob Carrington, 5.7 boards, 7 assists. Sacramento beat Chicago, 124-119. Let's see. Davante Sabonis, 22-15-8. He had 28 rebounds in the previous game. Sabonis did so much for those Gonzaga guys not being any good at the next level. Kevin Huerter, 7.3 rebounds, 4 assists in the win. Alex Lang got to watch the game for free. DNP coach's decision. Another Terp. Baltimore's own. Jalen Smith, 9 points, 5 boards, and an assist. Sacramento's won, what, 7 in a row? Since they fired Mike Brown and replaced him with Doug Christie, Phoenix beat Charlotte 121-113. Devin Booker had 30 for the Suns. Damian Lee, Coward Hall, DNP coach's decision for the Phoenix Ball Club. It is the Whip Around video at 81.057 The Fan. Today's date, January 13th. How about this, 1982 baseball? Hank Aaron, Frank Robinson, inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame on the first ballot. Hank Aaron got 97% of the votes. Right. Again, baseball. All-time hit king, all-time home run king, guy with most Cy Youngs, aren't in the Hall of Fame, and the only guy that got 100% of the vote was a relief pitcher. Good one, but relief pitcher. Frank Robinson only got 89%. Frank effing Robinson. Rookie of the year, two-time MVP, two-time world champ, only got 89% of the vote. But he got in. And I guess that's all that matters. Super Bowl VIII this day in Houston, Rice Stadium. To this day, I don't know why they didn't play in the Astrodome, but who knows? Maybe they had like a dog show or something. Who knows? But the Vikings get blown out by the Dolphins 24-7. Back-to-back Super Bowl championships for the Miami Dolphins. And a lot of those 72 Dolphins who were part of the 73 team, 72, the only undefeated team, the 73 team was better, according to those players. But who am I to question guys that actually played for the team? Larry Zonka, most valuable player. CBS was on the call. Ray Scott, Pat Summerall, Bart Starr. Halftime entertainment, Shaboozy. Now, it was the Texas marching band. 73% of the market share was the viewing audience, 51.7 million people. Watch that one. College hoops, real quick, 1999, down in Chapel Hill, the fifth-ranked Terps blow out North Carolina, 89-76. Ninth-ranked Tar Heels, LeBron Prophet, friend of the show, had 24. Beena Keezy had 19 points all in the second half. as Terrence Morris pumped in 20. Terps beat the Tar Heels. Beat them twice that year. Then lost to him in the ACC tournament. And yes, the Bobster was yelling at his TV back in those days. You should have saw me, Nolan, watching Maryland basketball in the 80s and 90s. You would have had to leave the room. That's how fired up I used to get.
It's a good thing the cell phones weren't around, or you would have been one of those viral videos of the guy smashing his TV.
Absolutely not.
No?
No. Hell no. You would have had to be there to see it in real time.
Yeah.
How about 2002 in Atlanta? Number 4 ranked Terps, eventual national champs, 92-87 over the Yellow Jackets. Juan Dixon, Baltimore's own, at 26. Lonnie Baxter, friend of the show, had 23. Byron Mouton had 19. And Ravens history on this day, 23 years ago, down in Miami, the wild card round of the playoffs, Ravens versus Dolphins.
Big play here. Bilal for the end zone. Touchdown to Travis Taylor. He hits Taylor again, this time here in the end zone. And the way this Ravens defense has performed here today, a 14-3 lead with 1:20 to play in the third, is looking very good.
Greg Gumbel, the late great Greg Gumbel on the call, CBS. Ravens beat the Dolphins 20-3. That was Elvis Gerback, Vinny, with a touchdown pass to Travis Taylor. First-round draft pick of the Ravens after the 2000 season. That was his rookie year of 21. One of the few highlights, unfortunately, of the Elvis era, which only lasted a year, and the Travis Taylor era.
Elvis was a good dude. Michigan, we drafted him in San Fran in the 7th round. And his greatest game ever, Bob, was on a Monday night at Miami, where he threw for over 400.
So, yeah, Terry Allen, 4-yard touchdown for the Ravens. Their quest to repeat was doomed. Jamal Lewis blew out his knee at training camp, and so did Leon Searcy, who was their big free agent signing at right tackle to bookend with J.O. And they both got hurt, so it was Jason Brookins, Terry Allen. So, Stover kicked 2 field goals, by the way. 20-3 was the final score. Ravens beat the Dolphins. Dave Wannstedt was the head coach of the Dolphins. Jay Fiedler was the quarterback, who threw 3 picks on that day, then was off to Pittsburgh, and the season came to an abrupt end on that afternoon. But when we come back, we'll talk about the current day Ravens beating the current day Steelers 28-14. Got Vinny's keys. We'll take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Fun out trip, Nolan McGraw. News from the nest at noon. Hear from all the parties involved in the win over the Pittsburgh Ball Club. Then we'll count that dough early week style. Buy or sell. We're going to have enough money. What's Buffalo's? Buffalo wings. We're going to be able to afford Buffalo wings as the Ravens go to Buffalo. We'll count that early money. Buy or sell. It's Vinny and Haney Nolan here on The Fan.
Vinny and Haney's keys to the game.
We're doing a hell of a job. We're resilient. We're moving on. And we're playing our ass off. It's an NFL football game right here.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Victory Monday. Ravens 28-14 over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Advance to the divisional round of the playoffs. Taking on the Buffalo Bills. Ravens are favored on the road. Yes, Buffalo, number 2 seed. Undefeated at home, but yet getting points. Maybe the line changes. Who knows? But boy, we have plenty of time to get you ready for that one. But handling the Steelers with relative ease. Let's look at Vinny's keys.
All right, the first key was Lamar have a quarterback rating over 100. He had 132. So, and I had said, and I even did Vic Carucci on Saturday. I said, Vic, I said, if Lamar has a quarterback rating over 100, Ravens aren't losing. And 132, and they didn't. Number 2, offense be good in the red zone. 3 for 4. You know what Pittsburgh was in the red zone? 0 for 0. Number 3.
They were perfect.
Rush for over 150 yards. They did that in the first quarter. 299. Number 4, don't allow explosive plays. This Bob, you know how many they allowed? Which is crazy.
I'm looking at it, yeah.
6. 6 explosive plays. I mean,
I was shocked by that too.
So, when I looked at the stats, I'm like, right, are you kidding me?
You remember the touchdowns for sure.
Yeah.
But all the other ones, they just got lost in the mix.
And then play sound fundamentally defensively, because what we talked about was they like to turn and pitch it to their back, and then he cuts back. But I mean, they didn't. They're rushing. They ran 11. They ran it 11 times for 29 yards. Next one, less than 5 penalties and no turnovers. 3 penalties, no turnovers. and then win special teams. I would guess it would probably. You don't think
it's a push, right?
Yeah, I would say it was a push.
Right. I mean, you know, Tucker was fine.
Yeah.
I just can't get the Sims debacle out of
there.
My,
you go.
My
good call.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, and Jordan Stout. Not to pile on, but there was that one punt where the Steelers didn't even have a return man back there.
Yeah.
And Stout still put it in the end zone.
Yeah.
That's
a
tough look.
Yeah, you might be right. No, but he's a harsh critic over there.
Yeah. So, but otherwise, you know, as expected, they won a lot of their keys.
And won the game, which is all that matters. It's Vinny and Andy, 105.7 The Fan. It's a Victory Monday. NFL, or News from the Nest, rather, coming up top of the hour. Funhouse in a minute, but let's get out to the phones. People have been waiting patiently, and we appreciate that. And we'll go to Steve in Baltimore. Steve, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Thank you, man. Love your show. Remember the guy that called in from the hospital? It's me again.
Oh, how you feeling, Steve? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. But I told you we was going to win. If you remember.
No, I do remember. I was hoping that, did you get to see the game at all or no?
It was lovely. I told you when Lamar moves, he wins games. Every time he runs, he wins all the games that he played like that. So that's what he need to continue. And you know, they did play good, other than some of the play calls was like trash. They need to get rid of them things.
Well, where's your problem with the play calling?
Some of the play calls get them nowhere. I think they either not practicing it good or it's just not coming together. And they need to change it. They need to put more wrinkles in their play calls. You know what I mean? They don't scare teams with them play calls. Cause it's expected. You know, so they need to put more wrinkles and move. He needs to, what I've liked with him, when he go both sides of the field to do his play. See, no, they don't know what he's going to do. He need to roll one side and roll the other side if necessary. So roll both sides. He always been successful doing that. So they need to keep that.
All right. Well, Steve, I appreciate the call. Another harsh critic. Are you still in the hospital, if you don't mind us asking here?
Yeah, I'm doing dialysis, and we're going all the way. Just to let you know.
All right. Well,
I remember I told you that.
All right, Steve. I appreciate it, and you get better. That's all that matters. But another harsh critic over here. Is it Siskel and Ebert all of a sudden? Play calling where they had like 450 yards of offense, rushed for 300 yards, quarterback rating was over 130. Your running back, we made it 28-7. He could have ran to Federal Hill, and nobody right. from Pittsburgh would have caught him.
Yeah, the one drive where they did all runs.
13 straight.
Right, that was basically saying, hey, here it is. Come stop us. You can't do it.
And they did run it 50 times. 50.
Mm-hmm. The only thing wrinkled was Pittsburgh's offense, and there ain't enough starch to get the wrinkles out of that. Let's go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, what's up?
Hey, man. Hey, I'm more impressed about when they play intelligently. And even BBMS talked about how when Likely at the couldn't get out of bounds, he got up, ran to the official and handed him the ball.
Yeah.
See, if you get all your members of your team to play with intelligence, I mean, they all got skills, they all got, you know, they all can play physical, but if you don't play smart, it ain't worth a damn. So that's what I wanted to say about that. And I mean, just the fact that if the guys buying into what Harbaugh's saying, because I even gave Harbaugh credit this morning, man, because I beat him up. But the guys, if they listen to him, they feed into him. But I really ain't got no comments about. I mean, if you can critique him, because nobody's excellent, you know, nobody's perfect. Rather, but it's a phrase that when you strive to be perfect in that route, you will find excellence. So as long as they can find excellence, they ain't got to be perfect because they played excellent. They weren't perfect. So, but that's what we want. We just want them to look excellent, man. So critique the things you need to critique. And I heard somebody else say today, I don't know if you said it, Benny, sometimes maybe put what's the name, towards the inside. You know, I mean, this man can't find a ball if you put it in his hand.
Oh, Stevens.
Yeah, yeah. So move him more or less towards the inside. Mm-hmm. That way he can definitely get more safety help. So have him cover. I mean, play like a man zone. I mean, you can play man with some and put him in the zone to be in an area and hopefully he'll find the ball. Like I said, he can find the ball if he's just looking at the ball, not worrying about a man. So maybe he should just be like a center fielder. But like you said, he should be like a third safety to me. But I ain't got nothing really bad nothing to say about it because, like you say, they ran the ball 13 times in a row. That's almost like, here, you want my lunch money? Come take it if you're bad enough. That's how I looked at it. Y'all guys have a great
day. Go get on that total, Jim. Let's go.
Yeah, I've been on it every day this month.
That's right.
I lost 3 pounds, buddy. You better get on the plan.
Yeah, hey, you're right about it. I lost 3 pounds. I think it's hiding behind me, though. He's Joe Woodbury, everybody. Great to hear from him. If you were on the phones, hang tight. We'll get you next. Maybe if we have time, we'll get to the funhouse. News from the next noon. We're going to hear from Lamar and John Harbaugh. Everybody involved in the Ravens win. Easy win over the Steelers. Buy or sell. Where's the early week money? And then we get more football talk coming your way. Haven't even gotten into the other games. Jason Cole, by the way, is going to join us for NFL Lunch. Longtime NFL writer. But Buffalo won. The Green Bay game was kind of a hard watch. It was more flags than Packers hitting the ground up in Philadelphia. And then drama down in Tampa for those Washington Commanders. Kai in Reisterstown. Kai, thanks for holding. What's up? And Kai, I don't know if you got this breaking news, but Tyson Fury, wink, wink, retired today.
You know what? Good job, Tyson. Because, I mean, I don't want to see it anymore. I don't want to see none of that. You know, a few years back, Haney, I thought Deontay Wilder was going to be our next American heavyweight.
I'm with you.
We see how that happened. We see what happened with that. Now they're talking, you know, pushing Big Baby Miller, but, you know.
He ate canvas his last fight, too.
Yes, he did. But to his credit, that wasn't his fault. They shouldn't have put him in there yet with that guy.
Bacoli.
Yeah, Colovar. Yeah, so that was bad. But what's up, Vinny?
Not much. How you doing, man?
Hey, look, that TD pass with Jay Hill, I looked at the All-22. If you go back and look at it, Bateman was sitting in the end zone wide open.
Yes, he was.
So, wide open. I was like, wow.
Justice Hill was wide open.
But he stayed in the block. They were showing. Yeah, Hill was in there.
Yes.
And then Queen went to get Lamar, and then that's when Hill leaked out. Yeah.
That's cohesive. I love that. Finally, the coaches understand the assignment. Run the ball, control the pace, run power, make the right plays with the end game, get the feel of the end game. I feel so good about our coaching staff right now, offensively and defensively. But now we got Josh Allen. I'm looking at it like this, Vinny. Now you got Buffalo. I know that defense in trouble because we're going to run the ball. We're going to run the ball until we can't run the ball anymore. So I think we're going to put points up. We're fine there. Now, Josh Allen, to me, he's going to try to dink and dunk. They don't have the receivers that can – I mean, Josh got the arm to get downfield. But to me, they're going to dink and dunk, and those guys can get up – every last one of those receivers can get upfield and get that yak. They have that yak ability, man. So we got to tackle well, swarm on the tackling – and just hold them. If they catch the ball, don't let them turn it up. Tackle them. And another thing is, you had a call on. He was talking about what he was saying. Make Lamar tie Lamar out to try to take him out the game and let him run. You can do that if you want, man. That philosophy gonna get you hurt because to me, Lamar gonna make those plays in critical situations. So that can hurt you if you think you're just gonna let Lamar run. And try to take away Derrick Henry. That's a pick your poison type of thing. But to me, I think we got him. I think we got him, fellas.
All right, Kai. Ravens 1-point favorites in this game. Sunday, 6:30 in Buffalo. Time for another call. Nolan McGraw. Let's go to Owings Mills. It's Brian. Brian, what's happening on this Victory Monday?
My guys. What's going on with you? Happy New Year. I didn't get a chance to talk to you before that and everything. So, you know.
Thank you.
Hey, man. Your boy Harbaugh, man, keep an eye on him, man. He better get it done. Hey, they talk about Mike Tomlin. Hey, this guy, his seat is hot. I mean, Mike Tomlin ain't had no 3-time MVP. You know what I mean? Come on, he had Trubisky and Pickett the year before getting the playoffs, and then look what he had this year to work with. Nah, man, this your boy. We watching him. My eyes on him. But you know, because this is. It's either shut up or put up with this dude, man.
And, so you're talking about Vinny's boy Harbs? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Harbsy?
Vinny's boy Harbs. Vinny will lose his job for that guy.
Harbsy? But seriously, though, I mean, you haven't won a playoff game in 8 years. You don't think there's a little heat on that seat for Mike Tomlin. It's almost like you're making excuses. Steeler fans, by the way, have the exact opposite view than you.
He's getting killed.
Oh, he's getting crushed up in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he's...
I talk to when I'm on a podcast, guys. I talk to when I'm in the... It was, okay, all right. So that's a fair point. I was like, come on, we got a three-time MVP, and this coach ain't won nothing. Give me a break. Are you kidding me? You know, look what y'all had, look what we had. And then, and if you look at the great Bill Cowher, their records are identical. It says he played, 18 years, and he only played 15? But what's the common denominator? The quarterback. Come on, man. They weren't winning anything until they got Ben, and he's not even as – and I hate to say this, and Ben's got, two Super Bowls and been to three, but he ain't as good as Lamar. This guy's won three – he's going to win three MVPs. Should have had three rings if he had the right coach. If we had Belichick on the sideline last year, we win that game. In 2019, we win that game. Hey, y'all know how I feel about this dude. I love you guys.
Brian, thank you. Boy, his disdain for John Harbaugh could not be any more obvious. And in fairness to Cowher, by the way, he went to playoffs at Super Bowl. He went to a Super Bowl with Neil O'Donnell, former Terp, hey, rock and roll, but he threw two picks in that game. Larry Brown you won an MVP? Here's two picks. Just take it. You're going to have it. Ben Roethlisberger changed the fortunes of a lot of people up there in Pittsburgh, for sure. Tomlin and Bill Cowher included.
No doubt.
And I seem to remember the Ravens making the playoffs a couple years ago when Lamar Jackson missed the last 6-7 games of the season. Right? Am I out of bounds here? And they did win a Super Bowl with Joe Flacco and went to three champs. I don't know. Maybe I missed something.
Brian is right about one thing.
Uh-oh.
All eyes will be on John Harbaugh moving forward because his team's actually playing. Mike Tomlin's team. Eyes will be on Tomlin.
Yeah. Nola McGraw, anything you want to say? That was a nice little salvo at the end of the second hour. But any closing thoughts for hour number two before we get to news from the Nets? Because obviously Funhouse is not going to be a reality. Right.
Well, this was pretty funny on Saturday. I wanted to tell you guys this. So we're watching the first half of the game at the casino. It was me and Tim. And we're, loving every minute of it. Ravens up 21-0 at the half. And then I loaded up the car, decided to go home. I'll catch the second half on a DVR delay, and I'll just fast forward through the commercial breaks. Well, I'm watching. And I get to a certain point, and it's 28-14. Still feeling good. Well, my upstairs neighbor, big Ravens fan, you can get a little animated from time to time with the, celebrating and the screaming. And all of a sudden, I hear him yelling, no, no, oh, God, no, no. I'm like, oh, geez, something's coming up here soon. A turnover, Steelers, kick return. What's it going to be? And my mind's racing because I keep watching the game and it's just Ravens dominating. I'm like, when's it coming? I'm like, don't tell me it's an injury. I didn't even enjoy that 10 minutes that I was behind in delay. I'm sitting there panicking. And finally, I catch up to the live. I'm like, nothing happened. I was like, what's he going crazy about?
Maybe he dropped a chicken wing in the couch or something.
Maybe he was behind me. Yeah, I don't know.
Totally lost his mind. But either way, no harm, no foul. No pun intended. Get a foul. Hey, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. News from the Nest. When we come back, going to hear from Lamar, going to hear from John Harbaugh, Derrick Henry, Roquan Smith, and all the people we heard from after the win. Buy or sell. Let's count that Monday money, getting you ready for playoff week. And then we're going to look at the other games that happen in the National Football League. We're not going to do our picks until 1:15 because we have a game tonight.
Yep.
They have to pick Minnesota, LA, in Arizona because of the horrible wildfires there. Jason Cole's going to have NFL lunch with us, longtime NFL writer, and the Wizard Walt Williams will preview Maryland, Minnesota with him. Terps taking on the Gophers. Maryland coming off their big win. Minnesota's lost three in a row.